program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
That is Wild Audrey, and we got Cool Hand Ed in the house. I just changed the name since it's 2021.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
And we had a vote. We're eliminating 2021, and we're going to go right to 2022.
What?
Yeah, but the hell. 2021 is
no, 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 no. We can't do that. It's official. For me and Nicole, even though she couldn't be here, my co-partner, she and I have officially become Team 149 of the Rebel Rally.
You did?
Yes.
You came up with the Mooney?
As of January 1st, our deposit has been paid, and we are good to go. So we got to seek. We get a media number and information, and we get to officially start seeking...
A vehicle?
All sorts of sponsorship. Vehicles or not and whatnot. If we have to end up in my 94 YJ, I don't have actual doors. I'm going to have to buy doors. I don't have a hard top, so we're going
to
be freezing our butt
have
off
that?
Out in... No, you don't have to, but you start in Tahoe in the snow.
Toughen
and you
up,
do,
buttercup.
Oh, I have no issue with it. You're looking at one of the hardcore ones.
I know.
I'll camp out there. I'll sleep in the snow and throw it in my no doors, no window Jeep and head out.
No common sense.
All right. We're going to do a GoFundMe page for doors, windows, and tops for Audrey
Mason.
Or vehicle
sponsorship. I really want the electric Hummer, just so you know. I really want the Hummer to take
it
out and try it.
Put together a proposal, and I will send it to my friend at Chevrolet.
Yes.
And it's all about what is your team going to do for them?
Yeah. I'm going to promote the crap out of them.
And I'm sure the competition is going to be somewhat steep for
that
vehicle.
Oh, I'm sure. There's already, the Broncos are already taken. Yeah. The Jeeps, they've already got a few Jeeps out there. I don't know if the diesel's been taken yet or not. But, you know, I'm a diesel girl. I've always been a turbo diesel girl. So if I could get the diesel, if I could get the 351 Jeep.
392.
The 392 Jeep. Oh my God!
Yeah,
that would
tow a trailer with gas, with your foot all the way to the headlights, scraping the back of the headlights.
Yeah, that's one of the additional expenses and costs. Usually it's a minimum of $600 in gas that you have to pay on top of your fees and everything.
Right. So here. There's another proposal I want you to do is K1 Speed Gear.
Yeah.
They make driving suits and gloves and helmets.
Yep, because we have to get the new helmets. We'll have to have it all done with our logo.
So you just got to start putting some proposals together, and let's see what we can do to rattle some cages.
So we are SDORC Dirt Radio. Team 149 for the Rebel.
Got the name. Look, I'm getting
for the Rebel Rally. Yes, we are going to be SDORC Dirt Radio is sponsoring us as well. So that's going to be our main thing. We're team SDORC San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Radio.
Are we excited?
Extremely excited. My husband took me out and he put me in some hard dunes this weekend and he's like, "All right, here you go. Let's go.
Show me what you got. Let me see what
and
you
so,
can do."
Yeah, so we went out. Yeah, he let me drive him all around. Normally he doesn't let me drive him. We get, you know, husband and wife. So
he
freaks out over any little thing I do wrong.
He was like, to the left.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I told you to move over.
You need to go. Okay. When's the last time you changed a flat tire in soft sand?
In soft sand?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh.
Let me see. I was 3 years old.
We have to use the hijack. Oh, God. Like 5 years ago?
I think
was the last time I had to use
Well, you could use equipment to do it, but
there'll be practice.
But you got to go out and practice to do this because
Nicole and I have already agreed that we're going to head out to Johnson Valley probably in like February or so. But we have like last year's checkpoints for the Rebel, and we're just going to go out and
practice.
Well, my husband's going to blindly drop us in the middle of the desert and not let us know where we are, and then we're going to have to go find the coordinates from there.
Yeah, but put something on your Jeep. Like a GPS, so he can find you and you can't find yourself.
I got ham radios. I'm not worried about
it. Oh, okay.
I got ham radio. I'm okay, you're set. I know how to operate.
So my wheels are turning 100 miles an hour of all these manufacturers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so excited, Dave. You have no idea. Let's see what we can do.
What about Rolls Royce Cullinan?
Oh, yes. I would totally.
Elizabeth, so as soon as you get that proposal together, because it's kind of a first, you come first.
It'll be tonight. I'm going to have it finalized.
And resumes from Nicole.
I'll be around tonight. Let's do it together and go on, exchange emails and be on the phone and work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, sky's the limit.
Will you be around tonight, Dave?
He's on the radio until like 6. He's not going to be ready, available until 7:30.
But that's okay. You could always text me.
Yeah,
you can always text me, and then I've got contacts with every manufacturer. So you might even want to maybe think a little bit out of the box. Maybe, for example, Mitsubishi.
Yeah,
they were in last year. Why not? I mean, you never know.
I'm down for any vehicle.
Volkswagen.
Mine would be the last resort because mine's not totally set up, but I am willing to try any, because the Volkswagen, they have the cross country that's all wheel drive, so we could be in the X Cross.
I know a lot of shops
might be less competitive.
Yeah, there's not that many.
There's not
vehicles
as many, and
they're
probably not as strong a candidate.
In which
that
class?
That does not mean that I want to be in that class.
What class?
You're talking to one of the most competitive females that you
know.
What class?
So you
know, this is
the
all-wheel drive.
The all-wheel drive cross. Yeah, it's called what, X Cross class or something.
Well,
like
I mean,
that.
No, you win the lower class. That gives you a really nice position for the following year going
into
the next
class.
Your stepping stones.
Yeah. Which I don't mind. I'll start from the bottom and work my way up, whichever it is. But that one, you have to have the vehicle to get in. So if we end up in my Jeep, we won't qualify.
Well,
for
what
that
about
class.
A, like, what about?
Yeah, you'll be in the hard class.
Yeah, I'll be
with
in the hard
all the
class.
New stuff.
Well, you could do the Honda. You can do the Honda pickup truck. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got contacts with. I mean, I got contacts with everybody.
Yeah. What is that? The Ridgeline.
Yeah, the Ridgeline.
Yeah.
Which is just a Honda pickup, which would be more than doable to get you where you want to go.
Yeah.
Nissan, I get you into a
long wheelbase, short wheelbase, it don't matter. Two door, four door.
Well, I'm very happy for you that you got.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, you should be.
Woohoo! Rebel Valley 21.
It's a big deal. And for those listeners who don't know what we're talking about,
tell them a little bit about it.
The Rebel Rally is an all female competition. It starts in Lake Tahoe.
Yep. Eight days.
It goes 8 days and it ends near the Imperial Sand Dunes, in the dunes. You drive
in
the
dunes. Yes.
And you have no electronic navigation devices.
No.
What they do is they give you a paper map and a compass. And the paper map has checkpoints on it. And you have to drive to checkpoints. And each time you reach a checkpoint, you get more points.
Yep.
And there's a lot of checkpoints. There's maybe more checkpoints than anybody can get to during the day.
Right.
And so day after day, you're driving like mad trying to find these checkpoints and get the score.
And then there's bonus, difficult checkpoints
that
are bonus.
So harder checkpoints get more points.
Yeah.
So it's a big competition. There's many competitors that have entered. It's very prestigious event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to win. It's not
It's not a walk in the park by any stretch of the imagination.
It's they get you up before dawn.
Yep, every day.
They feed you
8 days of competition
racing. They do have a chef there.
It's a five-star Michelin chef that feeds you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so
that's your motivation to get your butt back to camp.
Yeah, dinner's going to be good.
But they have a chase team that for stragglers if you get lost or if you break.
And
they
you have to be able to fix your own vehicle if you have to use the mechanic. They do have the mechanic for you, but if you use their mechanic, it could dock you points and count against you depending on what they have to do for you. And if you get stuck somewhere and have to be rescued, then I really hope that does not happen to us. I will work my butt off to get out of any situation.
Yeah, but if you get with with Emily Miller.
And other people sit down with her. Pull you out.
Yeah, and Andrea Bullard.
Yeah, they're all, and they'd be happy to mentor you and help with anything that need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. They're already posting. We're already on the pre-page and everything.
And you know, it's two people, two women are a team. One drives, the other navigates. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from previous years, I have some other friends who've done it, that there was some significant problems between the driver and the navigator where
they didn't get along.
They didn't get along. Well, it's day after day, 12 hours of driving together. So there's natural friction.
Well,
one point they just pulled to a stop and they just sat there and cried.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You're allowed. Yeah.
I mean,
but here's the thing. Are you going to be the driver, or are you going to let Nicole drive?
Well, I'm the driver and she's the navigator, but we're a team. I want to try the navigation.
Yeah, because there's going to be times.
I
want
to test my skills out, and I want to know that I can do that and get through.
Well, that
so we're
also
gonna rotate
that,
off.
That
like,
also
I'll give
makes
her a day or two of driving while I navigate.
Yeah, see, that also makes you more valuable for future vehicles and future sponsors.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's take a quick break, folks. You've been holding this back until today, haven't you?
I did.
Little turn up right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, San Diego, Larry Elder here. As a Southern Californian like you, we just got another COVID-19 setback. As much as we all want this to go away, sadly, I think we are in this predicament for a while still. So what does one do? They enjoy a fine smoke from San Diego's iconic tobaccery, Liberty Tobacco. Liberty has two convenient locations supplying the finest in premium cigars, pipes, and accessories. Serving San Diego since 1975, the holidays and Liberty Tobacco go hand in hand as Charlie's pipe cabinet is stocked with beautiful briar and meerschaum products from Europe's leading carvers. Liberty also carries more blends of high-grain pipe tobacco than anyone in San Diego. A holiday cigar by the fireplace? Liberty has everything for the novice to the purist, with rows of cigars and a giant humidor to satisfy all. This holiday season, put Liberty Tobacco on your shopping list. Visit them at Kearny Mesa next to Ethan Allen and in Del Mar's Flower Hill Mall or online at libertytobacco.com. libertytobacco.com.
When you have a setback, don't take a step back, but get ready for your comeback. Hi, I'm Stacey Wallace, Executive Vice President of Marketing and Strategy at VoxOx and host of the Comeback Small Business Radio Show. Join me Saturdays at 8 p.m. to get secret sauce marketing strategies of how you can thrive in the midst of adversity and stage epic comebacks that create big wins in business, relationships, and life. Don't miss the Comeback Small Business Radio Show with me, Stacey Wallace, on The Answer San Diego.
Hey, this is Larry Elder, heard weekdays at 3 p.m. If you're looking for intelligent and conservative answers, you can find them right here on The Answer San Diego. If you live in North County, you can hear those answers on FM 96.1 and still on AM 1170 when in San Diego. That means you get Hewitt, Gallagher, Prager, Gorka, Schneider, Kay, Horn, Martin, and me, Larry Elder, on FM 96.1 in North County and AM 1170 in San Diego. We are The Answer San Diego.
The Answer, San Diego, streaming now on smart speakers and radio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio. We're now the full-blown sponsor of Vehicle 149 for the Gazelle Rally of 2021.
Rebel. Gazelle is here.
I know. I always get the two mixed up.
I know. I would love to compete in the Gazelle.
Well,
this is a stepping stone to get to the Gazelle.
But
yes,
this will be the United States race with Nicole Hedman as navigator and Audrey.
Yes, Nicole Honstead and
Honstead,
Audrey.
Honstead, what did I say, Hedman?
Yeah. So we are extremely excited for that. The opportunity is never ending.
Well, now the challenge is on and it's not the race.
Yes.
It's getting a vehicle,
getting
gear,
set up, getting lined
getting sponsorships, because you have to pay for fuel.
You already did
the sponsorship. Okay. So now you got to pay for fuel.
Yes.
What else?
You got to pay for your media aspect of it. I think it's like $1,200 or $1,500 because you're any media that they take of your team and they use of your team, you have to pay for that exposure, I guess, and
gotcha.
For their main person and the rights for that. So it goes along with their sponsorships as well. So BFG and all their main ones, it all ties into that.
Right.
So if we want to utilize that and have their logos and stuff on it with ours,
right.
we have to pay for that.
Yeah.
So that's a portion of the added cost. You have to pay the help. We need new helmets, new gear. Nicole's much more
organized in that respect. Well, because she's done it.
Yeah.
I would go after all the coalitions, all the off-road coalitions.
Yeah. See if they would.
And slap their, not tons of money because, they don't have a lot of money, but whatever they can afford. Because really, this is going to be a coalition sponsored vehicle.
Yes,
in all
that is
honesty.
Correct. I want to bring as much attention to the San Diego Off-Road Coalition and what we do, the nonprofit, fighting to keep the deserts and trails
get
open.
The BLM to give
and
you some money.
That's our main goal.
That would be hard.
Well, I don't think they give money to anything.
They don't have enough money to do what they want to do.
Yeah, to operate properly.
Joel Anderson could write you a check.
Well, you know,
he just finished his.
Put his.
Here's the thing.
Put him on the spare tire cover. His big mug.
Yeah.
He just finished his campaign and he has a campaign account and they can use campaign money
for
advertising for stuff. And so maybe.
You just never know.
You never know.
He knows people too.
It's just thinking like outside of the box. Would he want to help?
Four wheel parts here in town.
Now that's a solid one. Like four wheel parts.
MIT.
Off-road warehouse.
MIT.
MIT. They have a couple bucks.
They got a couple of vehicles.
The owner's vehicle is like $250,000 crawler.
It's a show truck.
What's her name? Do you know that lady that runs that? Anyway, they have something
Karen.
That's holy.
I think it is Karen.
I want to say it's Karen.
It's Karen.
I can't think of her last name.
Well, anyway, the challenge
is
on.
I'm a Highmaster girl. I'm not an MIT girl. I can't.
Well, maybe Highmaster will help
that.
Us.
Yeah. I'm a Highmaster Metalworks, Travis Highmaster and Nikki Highmaster.
Well, see, but you got all these. I mean, you got people to hit on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's definitely going to be a lot of work, but I'm upped for the challenge and ready to take it on. I my attitude. Bring it on. I like to conquer all.
That's it.
So.
And it's going to be. And you're going to document it. It'll be fun.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a riot. Can you imagine the show when she comes back?
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to bring my little list of things to talk about.
In fact, I might even have to give her 2 hours.
Well, you have Yak Radio, so.
Maybe, yeah, that's what I'm just saying. I may have to give
we'll
you 2 hours.
Maybe we'll just stick around after that.
Well,
because
be what we'll do, that's for the sponsors that are going to sponsor you.
Yeah.
We have
to give thanks to everybody.
We have to do a pre-KUSI and a post.
I'm totally blushing. I've been blushing the whole time. It's hard for me to talk about when we get this.
So don't worry.
Well, 5 years ago, you'd have never thought this was going to happen.
5 years ago was the original one, and that's when I first started and when I dreamt
about it. But you never thought you would ever go.
I tried to convince my husband back then. And then the next year, we looked at it. The next year, I actually looked at getting a possible teammate. That was the year that I met Nicole, and she committed to 2017 with another girl who ended up dropping out from being her partner, and she needed a partner. And 2017 was like 50-50. There was like 3 months there where I was going to be possibly Nicole's partner, possibly not, but then she found another girl and ended up going with the other girl. I couldn't commit. It's hard for me to commit at that time because I run the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run for the San Diego Off-Road Coalition.
And it is during the same week?
Oh, my God.
It's a week
It's
after.
A little before.
It's there's 10 days difference between the Rebel Rally and...
pressure never hurt you. Come on.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God.
That always took precedence. Support keeping deserts open. That took precedence over me going out and having a good time. Making sure that I was able to get my poker run and have that income because that's how we operate. We're a volunteer organization.
But
that's
this is
going to
be a good.
From, so.
But you're going to be. You're going to be on a rally that's going to give SDORC some serious exposure.
That's what I am totally crossed.
More so than the Lost
the
Lizard.
Most, the more exposure that we can open up and bring
what's
going on out here.
All of our operating money.
I understand.
But as far as exposure.
Exposure. Now,
getting us out there, getting a name.
Because you could put that now on your sheet when you send it out to people. By the way, past racer during the,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Add another little signature.
Add a little signature to
on
your
the email.
That's right. Then you'll have one like mine someday.
Yeah.
It's 40 feet long.
I open it on my phone, and I'm like scrolling. Like, when do I get to the end of this?
Well, I'm trying to get you not to open it on your phone. But you know, no, that is going to be so cool.
Yeah,
and you're going to have so much fun.
So,
but it's going to be work.
It's a big adventure.
Yeah, it's a big adventure. So New Year's was this Friday. New Year's Eve was Thursday.
I was there.
We were out at Superstition. It was a great time out at Superstition.
Yeah.
We went out and explored. My hubby wanted to go to Glamis. Superstition. I wanted to go to Glamis. That was like a big fight between us. Not necessarily a fight. We don't really fight. Yeah. So we did rock, paper, scissors. And, you know, we've been to Glamis the last 5 times that we went out to the desert, and he did not want to go to Glamis. So we ended up at Superstition. He won the rock, paper, scissors.
Which did you do with rock, paper, scissors?
What'd you lose?
Did you use
the paper or the scissor?
Paper to cover his rock is what I was thinking, and he did scissors because he knew I was going for his.
He knows. You guys are married.
We're married. What do you
mean? Come on. It's not like you're not going to remember that.
No, he won. Yeah. Well. And I was like 2 out of 3. He's like, no.
But you know the video you showed didn't look like Superstition was that bad.
No, it really was not as busy as I expected.
Everybody
I
was socially was distanced.
We drove all the way over to the dip. We're supposed to have a representative come to our meeting. We're going to be at the ranch house on
tomorrow night.
Tuesday night. Tuesday night.
So I talked to Neil. And Neil may come, and there's a woman from the Navy.
From the Navy that's supposed to.
Depending if their bosses will let them.
Yes.
So we're not sure.
Yes. We're having a peaceful protest meeting.
Right.
So we're peacefully protesting at the ranch house, 6 to 7, and then the meeting at 7. But, we'll be there. We'll be talking all different sorts of things. They're supposed to talk bombing range, new signs, and fencing. And I'm still concerned over that. I don't know what they meant. I asked Neil when I was on the phone with him, well, what do you mean? And he couldn't give me any identification. He doesn't really know.
I talked to Neil also.
But what do you mean? What do you mean?
So there's,
he doesn't know.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
For the fencing.
Let me explain what's going on. There's an off-road vehicle open area, the Superstition
off-road area.
And the border to the northeast is a bombing range that the military uses. And there's a border. The signs along the border are not very good.
No.
They're bent over. Actually, one of them got twisted backwards.
Lots of them. I took video of quite a few this weekend.
And there's trails that go right in. And people drive in there and they camp in there. And it's a problem. You're not supposed to be there. And it's a problem for a variety of reasons. There's obvious the public safety aspect.
They bomb in that bombing range 7 days a week.
You never know when they're going to let stuff go.
You never know when they're going to go.
And there's live ammo.
There's unspent rounds. That
is correct.
There could be
stuff
on
the ground.
There's lots of ordnance on the grounds, leftover ordnance.
And you know what concerns us as much as that is that if people going in there making a problem and the Navy needs to solve the problem, one solution is to keep everybody out of the area nearby.
And that's not the solution you're looking for.
We don't like that solution at all.
No.
So if we can work together with them to make a hard boundary and to keep our people on our side, that's just better for us to keep our side open.
Right.
Yes.
So that's why we're interested and we're
involved. It's much better resolution.
And we have this problem in a number of places.
Constantino wire.
If there's a problem with the off-road area and somebody else, the easy solution is to close off-roading.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want
to
do that.
That's the easy solution, but we don't like that. So we're working on a number of fronts to try to prevent that.
Bring up barbed wire.
We've been trying.
Constantine wire is very effective.
We've been trying to get new signs because, you know, I know Superstition
like
the back of my hand.
We paid for new signs along there.
We offered to work with them to get a grant. Everything's being provided by the military. And that's what Neil said.
But we want to work with them and tell them we're happy to help any way we can, even if it's just getting the word out.
So that we can install the signs for them was one of the things that we had discussed.
Maybe we can help
install them,
figure out the installation or what the sign would say and how it is made.
Well, they can make up the sign. Say, just give me a picture of what the sign's supposed to look like.
Yep.
We'll get a contractor to make up one. You look at it, put your stamp of approval on it. How far apart do you want them? And we'll make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So how could you argue with that?
Exactly.
That's a real possibility. And I've learned that agencies have their rules on how a sign will be that represents
that's what,
them.
That's so, what I'm saying. Tell me what your sign needs to look like.
Anza Borrego, the Cleveland National Forest.
They all have to look alike.
The forest had a lot of trouble with that in Corral Canyon. It has to be like our everything.
Right.
Even our highway cleanup area, that sign has to be, they need to do it. They don't want us to have any.
Well, I've learned a long time ago when you deal with an entity as large as government, you have to make it as simple as you possibly can for them. And when you say, you just design it, send me a picture, we'll do the rest.
Yeah.
There's really no argument. I mean, what are they going to say? Well, we want to dig the hole. No, you don't. You don't even have anybody.
That's what we're trying to save them, you know, whatever costs we can save them. Right. So if it's the installation labor, by all means, what can we do? We'll have volunteers out there. I know several people right now that will go out there for the next few weeks in a row and install signs.
Dig holes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I'm all for it. All right, let's take a quick break. You folks are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join David Doerr for the Retirement and Income Show every Saturday at noon on The Answer San Diego. You can call David for your free customized retirement and income kit and 115-page retirement and income book. Call 844-460-SAFE. That's 844-460-SAFE. 844-460-7233.
If your mortgage is $765,000 or more, you've probably been frustrated by all the advertising with extremely low mortgage rates. Because when you called your bank or one of those companies doing the advertising, hoping to refi at a low 30-year fixed rate, you found out those low rates were not available to you because you have a jumbo mortgage that exceeds their conforming limit. Well, owning has great news. Now you have the opportunity to refinance and save money like everyone else. Today, Owning is offering refis up to $2 million at a 30-year fixed 2.75% rate and APR with no closing costs. No points, escrow costs, title fees, nothing. So call 8555-OWNING or go to owning.com.
Owning Corporation, Equal Housing Lender. Rate assumes tax and insurance impounds. Licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 1797976. Call 833-852-6464 for terms and conditions.
Jumbo 30-year fixed money at 2.75% rate and APR with no closing costs.
How do you listen to The Answer San Diego?
I downloaded the free Answer San Diego app for iPhone and Android.
I like using the iHeartRadio app or going to iHeartRadio.com.
I love using my smart speaker. All I have to say is play The Answer San Diego, and there are easy setup instructions at theanswersandiego.com.
I listen by clicking Listen Live at theanswersandiego.com.
So there certainly are a lot of ways to listen to The Answer San Diego. But don't forget, you can always find us on FM 96.1 in North County and AM 1170 in San Diego. Streaming now at theanswersandiego.com and radio.com.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. If you're broke down on the side of the road, you're stuck at a construction site, you can't leave, you might be able to have a truck come out to you and take care of you on site where you're stuck at. Go ahead and give Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee a call at 619-596-2800.
All right. So this is kind of a mini recap of 2020, but Ed had a couple of tidbits he wanted to chat about.
So Ocotillo Wells has been open for off-roading, but closed for camping. In fact, all the state parks are
closed.
Anza Borrego also doesn't allow camping. So I was out camping near there on the BLM land just south. BLM, for those of you who don't know, is Bureau of Land Management, federal agency. So I went on a ride 2 days ago through Ocotillo Wells, and boy, were there a lot of people camping there. Thousands of camps. Thousands and thousands all over. And it's, I guess you would compare it to driving 70 down the freeway. You're not supposed to drive 70. It's speeding. And will you get pulled over? Right. Probably not. You probably get away.
And that's kind of what was going
on. So that's what's going on. You're not supposed to camp, but camp. off-road camping by nature is people are far apart,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, they have giant rigs. And they can't say one way or another when you're riding. Who knows? Maybe you work at nights and you ride all night and you sleep during the day. Like, they can't say one way or another when you ride or what you're out there to go do. And, you know, so.
And you're socially distanced. You're outdoors.
There's a lot of space out there.
It's even a tad chilly.
The face covering rule, it's for 6 feet indoors. So everybody's outdoors unless you're in your own boat or home or whatever. So it's and it was fun. Boy, riding out there, we went to Shell Reef. I led my friends who were not the strongest riders, but we kind of went the back way up to the top of the hill and then went down the hill. Which is, you know, there's like, so we get to Shell Reef and there's probably 400 or 500 people sitting there watching. There's like lots of vehicles lined up and they're all looking at the big hill, right?
Yep.
And so up the big hill.
Jump the
hill. I lead my kind of novice friends up the easy way around the back and then we go down the big hill and it was kind of cool. Then we went around to the little people and what that is, it's an area where there's a lot of small flat rocks and people stack them up. And then they put doll clothing on them, and it looks like a little community. It's really interesting. It's really funny and silly. The little people. Yeah. Then we swung by Pumpkin Patch, had a quick look, then headed north and went over to the Mud Hills that I love, the ones that are just south of S-22, and took those over and worked our way. Oh, there's a big hill. We call it Backside, the big steep. Gnarly.
See if you can climb it.
Yeah, so I climbed it, and those guys weren't that interested in going up it. Then we went over by the one on the...
It's
just west of the 4x4
I know. Okay, I know exactly which one you're talking about. Yeah.
And what's funny is they go, oh, what's on the other... What do you call the other side? What's it the back side of? Oh, the other side is front side.
Oh, my gosh. So creative. So creative.
It's a bunch of guys. So then we went by the 4x4 training area where they had never seen... They only go to this way to the south. So what's going on in there? Oh, well, four-wheel drives are driving all over these
climbing
interesting,
stuff.
Yeah, down the little gullies and over gnarly steep things.
You got the pipe track, the tire track.
You've got
the articulation.
We stopped. We wanted to ride our motorcycles. Do you know the high? It's concreted over those pipes. I don't know what
what's it called.
That.
It's not called the high top. What's it called? The big.
I almost went over that once.
Well,
and I was like, I don't know. If I fall, it's really going to hurt.
I was there when they built that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask
with
me
those five giant tubes that are.
And this Jeep crawler got to the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
He looks out and he goes, now what? Well, because he never thought he's got to come down. And it was ugly when he came down. It was ugly.
Did he pile? So we did a loop around. But I yesterday I led a ride to the south. We went over by sort near the gypsum mine, and then we followed the train tracks to the east. And there were a lot of people camped along there shooting into the wilderness.
Sure.
And we talked about there's a problem.
Did you talk to anybody that was camped on the tracks?
So I didn't see anybody directly on the tracks.
Okay.
There's little signs that say stay 15 feet back. And when I say little, I mean like 6 inch by 8 inch. Like these signs are teeny.
Budget's
I don't
tight.
Even think I've ever even seen those signs.
They're tiny and they're black and white with a little bit of red. But people were way closer than 15 feet. Like their tires are right up on the wood. I'm just like, I don't know. I think the train will fit. But then I saw some people who had crossed the tracks and they were parked on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So I hopped over and I told those people that this area is wilderness. And you'll get in big trouble when they come by because they're patrolling this. And when they see you in here, you're not supposed to be in here.
Right.
So
what'd
I'm just
say?
Giving you, they just looked like, what? Huh? So I think they moved. I didn't want to be big brother.
Right.
I just wanted to come and just, I'm just telling you, I'm not enforcement or anything. I'm just a friend. I want you to know you shouldn't be here. And
you can
that's
get
when
a
you
fine.
Should have said,
you can get a ticket.
Yeah,
you should have said, I'm the co-host of S-T-O-R-C Dirt Radio, and I know about what's going on out here, and they will confiscate your toys and put you in jail and sell your children.
Yeah,
it's a little extreme, Dave.
Well, it works.
And I took them over to the trestle. Do you guys know the trestle? Around the corner, there's the train tracks go over a really big sand wash.
Right.
and it's a meeting place. It's a destination.
Right.
And there was probably 100 vehicles there.
Wow.
Camped so we, out?
No, we're just parked.
Yeah, it's just a meeting
spot. So people from Superstition, from Plaster City, from Peanut Gorge, from Ocotillo Wells, from all over, they all go and they stand around and, you know.
Stare at each other.
Yeah, they fold their arms and they look tough.
And they yell at the little people.
Right. Is that off-road or ego?
They yell at those little people that you got, the little guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
That's funny.
And we loop back.
But you had a good time.
Had a lot of fun. So, yeah, the Jeeps in mind, I wanted to see what the problem was. Last time I tried to do that, I hit the train tracks too far to the east. I didn't see the shooters. So we looped around a lot closer. And the problem is some people have actually set up shop on the train tracks.
Yeah,
like on top of the train tracks. And what it is people like to shoot guns there. It's legal to shoot. So it's Bureau of Land Management and then Wilderness. And you're allowed to shoot in Wilderness, which is funny. You can't have an off-road vehicle, but you can shoot guns.
But you can shoot.
So I don't make the rules. And so people shoot. So sometimes people go right on the train tracks and they don't realize that it's an active railroad. It's a private railroad, but it's an active railroad. Mm-hmm. And that the train has been stopped a couple times and people, they don't know what they're doing. And we don't want the solution to the problem to be closing the area to everybody. So we're trying to help.
Shooters and off-roaders.
Yeah. I think it's the shooters that are the
problem. No, but it'll shut it down for everybody.
I want to stop the closing for off-roaders.
I'm not exactly sure how they would do that, but what I could foresee them doing is taking fencing and putting fencing along the entire line of the tracks.
Sure.
And that would harm a lot of activity over there because a lot of people that go there to set up and shoot at that particular location.
Why make trouble for people? Let's all be nice and
but that also affects wildlife because wildlife needs to traverse that area.
That's a big problem I have
with Ocotillo Wells because they have these areas that they fence off for protection, and the fence is really fine, the wire. And it goes right to the ground. And like a squirrel can't get through there.
Oh,
let alone the jackrabbits.
The rabbits and the coyotes.
The
kit foxes and the badgers.
Which all live out there. I've
even gone to the staff and I said, could we just remove the bottom 2 feet of the wire so the critters can move around?
Or
and that'll
nine
keep
inches.
All the vehicles
if you
out.
Give them, if you give them
they
9 inches,
they kind of shrug their shoulders and move on. They don't
how do you do that?
It
goes...
It'd be easy. If they gave me permission, I'd go out there and do it.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to do. It's just you need the permission.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's always I'm sorry.
Sorry
works.
Forgiveness than permission.
Sorry
you heard
works.
That one?
That's my style.
That's mine too. I've always said, I wasn't supposed to take that down. I am so
except
sorry.
Now that I've asked them, they'll know who to come to.
Well, no, but if we
that's
all
my
do
problem.
It, if we all
no,
do
I was,
it.
I was in the library.
Yeah. Oh, I was getting a cup of coffee when you had that portion of the meeting.
I was in the library doing my homework. Okay, yeah. So another thing going on, we've talked about Oceano Dunes, otherwise known as Pismo Beach, all year. They've had a lot of trouble out there. The Coastal Commission has it out for them.
Yeah, since
the former county supervisor has it
for a year.
Yeah, a little over a year and a half
the
now.
Environmentalists
actually.
Have it out.
A year ago was
there.
When, right before Christmas last year, when they put up that 45-acre fencing and took away the four dunes, and then they reduced the camping permits from 950 to 450 and all of that.
They've had trouble for 20 years. 20 years ago is when Friends of Oceano Dunes was formed, that because they started having problems, right? And so that organization has had numerous lawsuits with the state and other agencies. So they've just released a draft of the public works plan and the associated environmental impact report for the Oceano Dunes State Vehicular Recreation Area.
This is bad because what they've been talking about at the last few Coastal Commission meetings and things that they've said that they wanted has actually come to fruition in this public works plan.
So what this is going to guide what the park is going to do in the future and how this plan right now, it's a little bit liquid. Like they come out and they say what they want to do and they have alternatives. And when they form these plans, I've seen as many as 7 alternatives. This one I only saw two, and it just came out yesterday, and I just opened it and just started looking around. I don't know how many pages exactly it has because of the sections, but the summary had 96 pages, and there's about 20 or so different sections, so there's easily thousands of pages.
So you still have to go through
it. So I got a lot of work to do. But I only saw two alternatives. There is the no action alternative.
Where nothing changes.
Where they're going to stay the way it is.
And operate it in the same aspect or manner.
Or there's the other alternative is they're going to phase out off-road vehicle activity over 5 years.
Period.
Yeah.
And that, those scary. Are the two alternatives. And in my experience, I've looked at lots of these kind of these plans, and they never go with the no action alternative.
No.
That's so just the fact that the
only other alternative is phasing it out in 5 years is extremely scary because
so
that means
be
that
hard.
There's no in between.
Well, then that's where you need to get stronger. You need
no
to get louder.
That we like or yeah. even can live with.
And we need to find more politicians in Sacramento that are off-roaders. And that's what we need to do. We need to figure out a way to petition these people and all up and down the state and just explain to them, you know, you don't have to do 180,000 page report. You know, a one page report pretty much will tell it. This was a gift to us. We want it back.
Yeah.
And really, I don't know any more than that. Let's take a quick break. This is STORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am 73. I work 40 hours a week. I take Balance of Nature pretty much religiously. One day, about 2 weeks ago, I cleaned a house that was 3.5 hours, another one that was 2.5 hours, another one that was 3.5 hours, and then I cleaned a commercial building and then cleaned half of another building. I got home at 10 o'clock at night. And who can do that at 73? Balance of Nature actually gives me quite a bit of energy. It's just amazing that fruits and vegetables could actually fix your problems. I don't have to have like coffee and whatever. I just take these and I have the energy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code HEALTH.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand, and it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say, free at last!
See the movie, From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain. Available at salemnow.com.
Visit salemnow.com with offer code San Diego as one word for 20% off. That's offer code San Diego as one word for 20% off at salemnow.com.
FM 96.1,
North County,
AM 1170,
San Diego, The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to STORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And by the way, STORC Dirt Radio is a brand new sponsor for a rally coming up, and it's called
The Rebel Rally
with ours truly, Audrey Mason and Nicole
Honstead.
And they will be entering this race. And folks, if you want to be part of it, all you'll have to do is go to
storc.org.
Probably. And then just, you guys need to put a button or a sponsorship or something on that website.
Yes, I will have Mr. McGarvey handle that for us.
So I'm so excited for these two girls. I mean, they're just like, they're like jello.
I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it.
I know. They can sing, too. All right. What else you got, son?
So many of you have heard that Donald Trump has done a variety of pardons towards the end of his term here.
Which all presidents do.
They all do. Who was it? Richard Nixon pardoned that gangster?
Yeah, I know.
I can't remember his name. And he got out. Part of... Anyway,
every president
they
does
all do it. Clinton did it. So Trump has done a few. And East San Diego County congressman was the third congressman to support Donald Trump way back when there was a dozen people running for the president. Duncan Hunter, he got in trouble for campaign finance problems.
Which they all do it.
And
if you want my opinion,
word on the campaign trail is that they and the people who went after Hunter were big supporters of Hillary Clinton.
Well, of course,
that they went after the people who supported Donald Trump early on. They went after Trump's biggest supporters.
Sure.
So Hunter got in trouble and he had to leave office. And both him and his wife Margaret got in trouble.
Right.
So they just got.
Did he pardon his wife too? I think
she also got pardoned. She got pardoned the next day.
Right.
And like him or not, and I've met and personally, I know Duncan Hunter.
He's a great guy.
I like Duncan. He's come to our meetings.
He just made a mistake. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of politicians that have done that. I'm not saying every single one of them.
I absolutely believe it. I think he could have been a little more careful.
I think it was because the two of them were getting divorced. I think it got a little. That's where a lot of that came out too.
So I don't want to dig into all the nuts and bolts of that.
Congratulations.
But he left office because of his problem, and Daryl Issa got voted in,
right?
And he'll be taking over that position. So his Duncan Hunter's district chief of staff, Mike Harrison, lost his job, right? So Issa has his own people. I've been talking to Mike lately, and Mike has been helping SDRC for a long time. He's a really good guy.
He's a big supporter of us. Mm-hmm. We really like Mike Harrison.
So, when you want to work with an elected official, what you really do is you work with their staff.
Right.
And their staff talk to the boss, and they come back to you. So Harrison has been a great guy to us. So I just found out, I found out a week or two ago that he's not going to move over to Daryl Issa. And frequently the staff stay in the position as the members move come and go, mm-hmm. but not always. And Issa has been in Congress before, so he has his own set of trusted people, and I think he's bringing those people over. So I just found out the other day that Mike Harrison is going to be the district director for Supervisor Joel Anderson.
Oh, how cool is that?
So that's super good news. Because and I talked about, I think a week or two ago, that we develop relationships with people, with mm-hmm. elected officials and people that work in agencies. And then they leave and they leave us hanging.
Right.
Like we've done all this great. So it's really cool that that Mike Harrison is going to be with Joel.
That's awesome.
And we have some projects we're going to be working on with him.
That's such good news.
It's exciting because moving forward, seeing what we could develop and how we could change San Diego County in the next couple of years, it could be
huge. So we've talked about building an off-road park and
what I'm
facility.
Talking about.
And that's a big thing, and that's going to be a hard job. I have an easier, smaller job I want to start on that we've needed a friendly supervisor for East San Diego County on. There's a road called Split Mountain Road. It's just south of Ocotillo Wells. There's private property along it, and off-roaders who really like off-roading, they'll buy property out there, and they'll go stay on their property on the big weekends. And it's a challenge to get from their property to the park to go out, do some proper off-roading.
Yep.
And part of the problem is that Split Mountain Road is paved and there's not that much shoulder and you're not allowed to drive an off-road vehicle on the shoulder. So there's a process within the state that counties can designate a road as dual use, that is off-road vehicles and street legal vehicles. And it's fairly straightforward, but you need the supervisor to be on board.
This is something we've been trying to make happen for the last few years.
We've wanted this for a long time. And one of my buddies got a ticket for riding his dirt bike along the dirt shoulder. You think it'd be fine to ride on the dirt? No, he got a ticket. So this is a project we want to do. We want to get this road
get it resolved.
Yeah, get it resolved. So we have a couple of roads we want to do like that, but this will be the first step. So I'm kind of excited to start it. We now that we have the pieces in place, and it'll be straightforward.
So that's another KUSI segment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that'll be fun to go on TV and talk about it.
Why not? Just bring some Jeeps down.
The people who've gotten tickets, I've seen the cops sitting there lining them up. Okay, here's your ticket. Here's your ticket. And it just sucks.
You go out there to have fun. I've gotten out of a ticket for the exact same reason of
Well, not everyone has your looks and charm, Audrey.
Yeah. Well, and I know the lingo and the terminology from being a member of SDORC and attending our meetings. I knew dual purpose. And I said, oh, sir, I am so sorry. I thought this was a dual purpose access road. I did not realize.
I didn't see a sign.
I didn't see a sign that says no OHVs.
They just did that way out by the Imperial Sand Dunes. You know where Dooner's Diner is? Mm-hmm. Like to the west of there? They just made that little stretch dual use.
Because a lot of them go into Dooner's Diner right there. They come in from Buttercup, and they'll come down from Ogilby. They'll ride all the way over and make it a destination spot to ride to Dooner's Diner.
Last year that
breakfast
change
bowls
took
and Bloody Marys.
So it's a way to do it. It's an active way, and it's also so that you can connect trails. That's the main reason it was made. Like if there's a highway that crosses, and the trail goes from here, and then it's like, say, a half a mile down, and you can pick up the trail. Well, it allows trail connectivity, so you can drive along the road. So it's done mostly in backcountry, and this is backcountry. So it's appropriate.
That's good news.
I'm excited to work on it.
Yeah, hopefully we can get it. We can make it happen.
We'll talk about it as we move along.
Mm-hmm. Well, rounding out the end of the meeting here, I guess I'm our radio show.
We have meetings, yeah.
Yeah, we're having a meeting here.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, totally a meeting. So, well, you know, and like I said, I'm tired of hearing it. 2020 was a challenge. I get it. 2019 was a challenge. I get it. 2018 was every year is a challenge to a certain degree, depending on what you're trying to do within that year. But I'm a very positive, upbeat kind of guy, and I know if we work hard at what we believe in, each year will get better. There's always a bright light in a dark room if you look for it.
We're moving forward.
And we're moving forward. I mean, just baby steps. You know?
Yeah. We've got several things to work on this year. We've got the safe crossing in Glamis for the railroad crossing in Glamis.
That should be coming along. I'm excited
about
that.
The dual-purpose road.
We've got the dual-purpose road.
The off-road park.
We've got
building an off-road park. Will be long and hard.
Off of Split Mountain up against the hillside.
So I'm working on that with
Nord. On the dry lake bed. Yep. So we've got new signs
going
in.
And going back to the off-road park now, because Qualcomm is being torn down, and I don't know if you've driven by and looked at it.
I did. I went
like
by
an
there.
F-18 crashed into the
like
the east
whole
side
parking
of the
lot. It's just been like, why do they start with the park? Rip up the parking lot. Don't they want
to
use that for
to
staging?
Drive from
oh my
point
gosh.
A to point B. But anyway, so now anything car related that needs a big facility is
we
gone.
We don't have a big facility
so this
for it. You've got
off road park needs to have an asphalt for autocross, drag racing.
Yep.
Slalom courses, things like that, as well as so. When Joel, I'll see if I can't. I'd love to get on his committee for this. I should call him.
That would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
I have my own committee to work on this. I have an environmental guy, a real estate guy, and a loan guy. You know who the loan guy is?
Oh yeah,
Chris Wiley.
Chris Wiley.
So I'll keep you posted on that.
It put me on the board. I mean, because one thing about me. I do not take no for an answer. I don't get mad.
No, you're the right guy to have on our team.
But I do not go away.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And you have a big voice between the radio and the television. You have a really big
voice. I have a huge
voice.
And people listen, not bragging. I don't blow my horn unless I have to. But when I do, everybody listens.
I'll toot your horn all day long.
Thank you, dear. But what we're doing makes sense.
Yes.
You know, we're not trying to do something that doesn't make sense.
No, that's what our organization is about.
Right. Well, congratulations.
We fight to keep the public lands open for the public.
Congratulations
public
on
thank you
joining
Team 149. Woo!
Oh, 149.
Yes,
I remember
Team
that.
149, right. SDORC Dirt Talk Radio. We right. are an all-volunteer organization. Yep. Sign up, become a member. $25 pays your annual membership. We're looking for sponsorships for the radio, for the Rebel the Rally.
All right.
Anything
go.
You got. Thank you very much.
All right, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.